Would all of the members and guests in the Senate chamber, as well as our gallery, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 147th Psalm we read, "The Lord lifts up the downtrodden. His understanding is beyond measure. O God, our God, is gracious, and he helps us see those among us who are in need of what we can do for them. And so we ask, O Lord, open our eyes and let us see those beyond and before us who are truly in need. And may our efforts always be to do your will as you require. In your holy name we pray. Amen." Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, here. Brown, here. Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, here. Cunningham, here. Igel, here. Emery, Hageman, here. Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, here. Leibla, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Senator from Clay is here. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 10th day, Tuesday, January 28th, 2020.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close. Senator from Boone renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, though we approve it as been fully read. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. The chair would seek an opportunity to introduce a very special guest. On behalf of the senator from Newton County, it's my pleasure to introduce today the First Lady of Joplin, Patty Richard, and former pro tem of the Senate, Ron Richard. Would you help me make the Richards feel welcome in the Senate chamber once again? The senator from the third.
Mr. President, I request a point of personal privilege.
Senator from St. Genevieve has requested a point of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my colleagues, you've heard the saying that everybody likes you. Some when they see you coming, some when you say they see you going. I'm feeling that love today. Some are going to be very happy that I'm getting this appointment, and others are going to be very happy that I'm leaving this chamber. Now, I've not been one to stand on this floor at any length of time. Yeah. But, yeah, I just want to say a few things. I don't want to get preachy here, but I've had the opportunity to cover a lot of different subject matters in my 7 years. But my greatest passion has been education. I feel like that we have a responsibility as elected officials to uphold the Constitution. And one of our primary responsibilities of the Constitution is to provide the best education possible for our kids. I ask that each of you consider our responsibility per the Constitution to do that. Not abdicate that responsibility to outside sources, but to find ways and mechanisms, programs that provide that education for our kids. It's been a great honor to serve in the Senate. It's a tremendous body with a tremendous amount of responsibility. When we walk into this room, we're equal in our duties and responsibilities to represent this state. Each person has a voice. Each person has a right and an opportunity to protect what they think is right about the piece of legislation that's before them. I believe that we've done a great job in building consensus. Do not let the tyranny of the majority ruin the reputation or take away from the value of what we have in this Senate. I have been very proud of you as my colleagues that we worked very hard over a lot of subject matters, sometimes as much as 27 hours to deal with an issue. But we have worked together to come to the best consensus we have. You know, there's a story that was a wise man actually gave to me. Said that, Romine, get a bucket of water. Put your fist in that bucket of water and take it out. After a few seconds, what kind of impression did you leave? Well, I would like to think that I'm leaving the Missouri Senate and Missouri in a better place. But I know that bucket of water, there won't be much. I just pray that you, my colleagues, will continue to carry that bucket of water. And I appreciate and am very honored to have this time to serve. Now, I was going to have a rule change for today, but I forgot to. But to give a shout out to my colleague from the senator from Butler, I would ask that someone consider a rule change that when he wants to inquire me while I'm sitting in the gallery, that might be permissible, especially on the late nights. You know, I want to say thank you to Governor Parsons for the honor that he has given me and the consideration for this next opportunity. As I talked to my wife about our future, and her support's been tremendous, serving in the Senate has been a pinnacle in my life. That and my relationship with my God and my Savior. So now having another opportunity, another chapter, is just really exciting. And I want to say thank you to Governor Parsons for that. I want to say thank you to Robert O'Dell and Kyle Aubuchon for working the nuts and bolts to get to where we're at. Mr. President.
Senator from St. Genevieve.
I have a couple of introductions. And some said, well, you didn't say anything much about your wife, but
proceed.
I would like for my wife, she's on the right-hand side, to please stand. You know, a lot of folks say the wind beneath the wings, which is a great attribute to her, but she's a woman of her own means. With the number of philanthropical things that she does back home, and with now being the president of our previous company and the responsibility of raising 5 kids and 12 grandkids and the support she's given me for being able to serve in this position, I want to honor her with the biggest thank you that I can and my love and appreciation for her. I would like for the body to make her feel welcome today. And Mr. President.
Senator from St. John.
I have another.
Thank you for introducing the saint in your family, by the way.
Thank you. I have one other guest I would like to introduce today so we can get back to the order of business of the Senate. In the upper gallery today, we have the Missouri Association of Nurse Anesthetists, and I would like for the body to make them feel welcome today. Thank you for this opportunity.
The members of the anesthetists would please rise, and would the Missouri Senate welcome them to our chamber.
Mr. President.
Senator from St. Genevieve.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. The order of business is introduction of guests. The senator from the 1st District has been the audible screaming senator from the back row.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a special guest to introduce.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Here we have two nurse anesthetist students here. One is a constituent of mine, Adina Ademovich from Afton. And we also have India Johnson from the 35th District of Missouri, which is located in the state of Illinois. Ask the body, make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome these fine folks to the Senate chamber today. Senator from the 24th.
I have a guest on your left and my right. He is, of course, from my neck of the woods. He's here today to appear before the gubernatorial appointments committee. He is seeking a position on the coordinating board for higher education. He's an attorney, but he's also a wonderful humanitarian and do-gooder in the community. If you will join me in welcoming, and also a brand new grandpa twice over, if you will join me in welcoming Dudley McCarter to the chamber.
Let's welcome Mr. McCarter to the chamber today. Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a special guest.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right and my left, I'm happy to introduce Keith Stevens from Bolivar, Missouri. He's here to appear before the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments this morning, and if you'd please help me welcome him.
Let's welcome our friend Mr. Stevens to the Senate chamber today. Senator from Phelps.
President. To my left, near right, I have a good friend of mine, Dr. Steve Harrison, and a neighbor, and I'm sponsoring him for the Conservation Commission, so I would encourage the Senate to talk to Dr. Harrison, and please help me make him welcome today. Thank you.
Let's welcome Dr. Harrison to the Senate chamber today. Senator from Webster.
President, Ms. President, today I have a very special guest that I introduced to you earlier. I have with his parents, I have T.J. Slocum, I have his mother, Debbie, and father, Randy. I'll give you a little bit of information about T.J. I've known him. They were customers in the store before he was born, and so I've followed his career quite a bit. He has such a kind, loving, giving heart, and he's very dedicated to what he does, and because of that, T.J. has the opportunity to do very many things, and so I invited him up here and wanted the Senate to honor him. In school, he's the manager of the Marshfield High School football team, baseball team, basketball team, and he graduated in 2008, but he continues those duties today. In his high school, he was the lead in a play called Jelly Bean Conspiracy, which I viewed, which was just incredible that he played the lead part in that. He started working at McDonald's in 2007. He's been there almost 13 years. People look forward to going in and seeing him. He started selling hearts. And he's actually doing that today as he tagged you and myself and former Senator Richards and others with that. So far to date, he's not including today, he sold $113,341 worth of hearts. And he'll wake up in the morning and say, Dad, let's go to Bolivar, let's go to Springfield, let's go somewhere and sell hearts. And that all goes to Ronald McDonald House. He is McDonald's outstanding employee during National Disabilities Employment Awareness Month. And the mayor gave him a proclamation for that. I was there for that, I believe. Other things he does, he's Grand Marshal of the Marshfield 4th of July Parade, which is huge, which you've participated in. President Bush at one time did, and I put TJ up there at that level. He's door greeter for Red Shoe Gala for 5 years. He's thrown out the first pitch for the Springfield Cardinals. Had a giveaway bear named after him that they gave away. Ronald McDonald House Excellence in Volunteerism, Yes I Can by the Missouri Council of Exceptional Children, Marshfield High School Faculty Awards, other things he does in the church. He's in charge of the youth. They take the offering, and he's in charge of coordinating that. He works on cleanups. He's out there ready to go, and I would like for the body to make TJ feel really welcome.
Appreciate Let's it. Give a warm welcome to TJ from Marshfield, Missouri, in this Missouri Senate. Senator from Webster, may the chair inquire of you.
You may.
Did Did you say TJ is selling hearts? Are we allowed to say that on the Senate floor, that somebody is selling hearts for a charity?
Yes, we are.
We are allowed to say that?
Yeah. You think Representative... I got that approved by Donald this morning. I made a call.
You think Representative Kelly would buy a couple of those hearts, wouldn't you?
I bought several, and I think you were very generous, and others were, and I would encourage others to step
over. I encourage people to support TJ's mission and buy a heart today, if possible. Okay. Introduction of guests, the senator from Platte County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a very special guest joining me today. On my right and on your left is Dr. Jen Boutel. She is an administrator with the Platte County R3 School District. Jen, if you want to stand up, and I would just like the legislature to join me in making her feel very welcome to the Senate today.
Let's welcome this guest from Platte County to Senate chamber today. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I have a couple of special guests. To my left and your right, first of all, I have Carolyn Chrisman and her brand new baby daughter. She is the economic developer for Kirksville, and she has been nominated to the Missouri Women's Council, and I'd like everyone to make her feel welcome.
Let's welcome the mom and the daughter to the chamber today. Senator from Shelby still has the floor, senators.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. I also have with me today Peggy and David Hain, to your right and my left, who are from Laclede. He has been nominated to the Missouri Gaming Commission. I'd like you to make him feel welcome.
Let's welcome these guests to the Senate chamber today as well. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduce a special guest.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today we have with us here Mrs. Dee Dee Simon. She's a constituent of mine here, and she is up for gubernatorial appointments as a member of the Holocaust Education and Awareness Committee. She's accompanied by her son, her husband, Elliot, here this morning. She's left there against the wall, and I would love for the body to make them feel welcome here today.
Let's welcome these guests from the Senator of Franklin County to the Senate chamber. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. To introduce special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your left and to your right, I have several guests, in addition to our distinguished guests on the dais. To your right, my left, I have Kathy Jo Loy, who is being nominated for the Public School Commission. Along with her is her husband, Clint, daughter, Ellie, and granddaughter, Grace. To your left, we have Marianne Morgan, who's being nominated for the Board of Governors for MSSU. Again, our esteemed former President Pro Tem is being nominated for the Board of Governors for MSSU. Have Alan Shirley also on your left, who is being nominated for the Historic Preservation Council. And also today we have Trish Lavish and Heather Phillips from the Missouri Area Health Education Center. Today they're having their legislative day in the Capitol. I would request that we give all my guests a welcome.
Let's welcome all these guests from the Senator of Newton on both sides of the chamber to the Senate chamber today. The Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd seek unanimous consent of the body to allow Corporal E.T. Hain from the Missouri State Highway Patrol to enter the chamber today with a sidearm.
Hearing no objection, the corporal may enter the chamber. Senator from Butler.
Mr. President, I'd like to inquire the senator from the third.
Senator from the third does not appear to be available for an inquiry. I just want to get you used to that, Senator. Senator from the third, do you yield?
I do, but we may get that rule changed for the upper gallery. You never know.
Proceed.
Mr. President, I know that the senator from the third is not bashful, so he'll talk. So, Senator, it's been a great ride.
It's been great. You've been a great colleague and supporter of a lot of the issues that we discussed. We've been able to corner the market on the chamber here with each of us being on. And that was by design, if anybody questions that.
I just actually moved back here from right there. But I'm going to have to inquire the senator from Platte here just in a few minutes, though.
All right.
Because for those of you who don't know, senator from the third has been camped out at my house for over 7 years. And I need to get some legal advice. I tried to get it from the senator from the first last session, and he wouldn't quite give me much legal advice.
Are we talking common law, 7 years common law?
I'm not sure what you're going to call it.
We've lived together for
7 years. I just want to make sure that you have no legal right.
I've been there for 7 years. Don't I get half?
I know. Well, I am going to miss you. The thing there is about you, and I said the same thing about the senator from the 7th the other day in Goobies, he is always prepared in debate, the senator from the 7th, always.
Yep.
And, Senator, you've always been prepared in any debate.
Thank you.
With knowledge of the subject that you were talking on. So I just want to say thanks. It's been great. Been a great run.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the inquiry, and I appreciate the compliments. Thank you.
With that, Mr. President, I'd like to inquire the senator from Platt.
I'm sorry, Senator. Who?
The senator from Platt.
Senator from Platt does not appear.
I'll ask the senator the question later. I don't want to delay
to be in
the
chamber
process any longer. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. The order of business is introduction of guests. The senator from Cole County is on his feet.
Mr. President, I have special guests.
Proceed.
Mr. President, somebody you're very familiar with, as well as a lot of members of this body. We have, in the upper gallery behind me, we have former Representative Rodney Shad and his beautiful wife, Jenny. And he's wanting to be confirmed by the full Senate to become a member of the Public Defenders Commission. Would you all please welcome the Shads to the chamber?
Would the Shads please rise? And would the Missouri Senate make them feel welcome in our chamber today? Senator from Cape.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guests.
Proceed.
In the upper gallery, we have Mary Jane Almandos, along with her daughter and grandchildren, Sylvia and Paul, and she's seeking nomination for the Missouri Charter Public Schools Commission. Let's give them a warm welcome.
Would these guests from Cape Girardeau please rise, and would the Missouri Senate make them feel welcome today? Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and to your left, I have a couple guests from the 23rd District. I'd like to introduce, representing the Missouri Dental Association, Dr. Mark Zust and his wife, Phyllis Zust, and also Dr. Danielle Reardon, along with the next generation of tooth care in two students that are currently training. We have Claire Fries. She is a third-year student at the A.T. Steele University in St. Louis, and we also have Cab Bradley, who is a second-year student at the A.T. Steele University in Kirksville. And, Mr. President, I would ask that the body make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome all of these guests, if they would please rise, from the Senate of the 23rd to the chamber today. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, introduction of special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, to your left and our right in the lower gallery, it's my pleasure to introduce Madeline Dirks from King City, Missouri, and a student at the University of Missouri in Columbia. She will be interning with our office this year and probably be interacting with many of the folks in this room. And so I would ask that the senators welcome Madeline and look forward to working with Madeline this session.
Let's welcome Madeline to the Senate chamber today. The order of business is introduction of guests. Senator from Butler.
I need to inquire the senator from the third briefly again.
Senator from the third does not appear to be in the chamber.
Well, he's just like that. He's sneaky.
Senator from the third, do you yield to an inquiry?
I do.
Proceed.
Senator, I failed to mention your staff a while ago.
Yes.
I hate to say this, but I think they're the ones that kept you mostly informed of the subject matter.
They did, and, you know, Senator, this, as the great guy you are, I really am glad that you have said something, because I would be totally embarrassed and would have really felt bad that I did not get to talk about the fact that Karen Jacqueline and Dan Hutton have been the finest staff that any senator would want to have in their office. They've done a tremendous job for me, and for me not to mention them a while ago as I was going through, getting a little choked up. I really appreciate you taking the time to get me back on track.
Well, I got myself back on track. You know, I could kind of see you swelling up over like the Budweiser frog when I was giving you all those accolades earlier. But I just wanted to point out to everybody that's listening, though, your staff had a lot to do with it.
I have a tremendous staff. Thank you very much
for
bringing that forward. And I do appreciate them, and I want the body to know they are the best.
Thank you. Well, hang on a second here. We need to get a couple photos up on the dais, and the president is somewhat busy right now.
Well, we'll help him take care of business that he's taking care of.
You want to shoot a few layups?
We may need to practice a few layups. We may have a long filibuster this afternoon. I don't know what the plan is, but for old time's sake, you know, we could just warm up and go.
I'm gonna have to use that code word on a couple new guys here. Maybe they're listening when I say we need to shoot a few layups, get warmed up. You know, you know what that means.
I think that was a trigger for some folks, yes.
Well, it has been really great. Have you met a lot of new people in your new position yet? People have been coming by and saying things to you like, hey, looking forward to you coming in that building or anything? Or
I have, and I've been getting a lot of advice. I will know my job very well before I even walk in the door, I think, or at least the agenda for the job. So.
Yeah. Well, there's one thing for sure that I could guarantee the governor. He'll get a lot of hours of work out of you, and you're a fair and impartial man. So thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guests, petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills, the senator from Callaway County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do have one bill.
Please send your bill forward.
And there is no explanation at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 949, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to nursing home administrator licenses.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, can I inquire of you?
State your inquiry.
I wonder if right now would be an appropriate time to refer bills to fiscal oversight? No? I'm getting a no?
You have the proverbial cart before the horse there, Senator.
That's why I'm inquiring of you, Mr. President. Thank you.
We are looking for the majority leader, and since we don't see him, the assistant majority leader seems ready and at attention. Senator from Cape.
We have the reports from standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. The order of business of reports of standing committees. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill number 551, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 570, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 599, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Senator from Franklin. The horse is now in front of the cart.
Thank you, Mr. President. It appears that we're at the right point in time where I can please refer Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 599 to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight.
That bill shall be so referred. Senator from Cape Girardeau County.
President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess till 1400 this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Cape Girardeau County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 1400 this day.